Frederick Henry Allen Johnson, 7th Field Artillery Brigade.
To think I left teaching for this, but we all have to do our bit.
Famous last words from Fred Johnson. This was World War I. Fred served as a gunner in France and Flanders, where he was gassed. Fred's granddaughter remembers his husky voice and the bandages on his legs. He loved to sit in the warm sun, she said, and you had to make sure that he saw you coming because he was pretty deaf. Fred was born in Abbotsford, Victoria, the oldest of four boys and a sister. His parents, Fred and May, moved to Leederville, and Fred started school at Perth Boys Central in 1903. He won a scholarship to Perth Modern. He graduated in 1914 on his way to becoming a teacher. The following year, he began his compulsory training in the Citizen Military Force, and as soon as he turned 18, he enlisted as a gunner in the AIF.
God, it was cold. The worst winter in 40 years, they reckon. Not like the carefree days in Perth, catching crabs by the river with my brothers. For the first 6 months, we learnt the ropes of trench warfare at a quiet section called the nursery. Our first big stunt was Messines in Belgium. Thousands of artillery pieces were assembled in the weeks before. At around 3 a.m, all hell broke loose. Imagine the noise of 1,000 guns of all sizes. We worked continuously, 4-hour shifts, 4 on, 4 off. Not that you could sleep, because of the gas. I developed the habit of sleeping with my gas mask on. As the gun heated up, oil squirted at every recoil. I was pulled from the layer seat and a fresh man took over. I sat on the ground, a deaf, shaking heap, covered in oil. With my face pressed into my oily, grimy hands, I heard and felt nothing for over an hour. It was not long after that I was gassed. Chlorine smells like a mixture of pineapple and pepper, and phosgene like rotten fish. It has a horrible burning sensation when you breathe. I was away from the front for about a month. When I got back, what a mess. The ground had been churned up to a muddy quagmire by our guns. It took us 6 hours to move the guns. One was completely submerged in a creek. Ultimately, horses had to be yoked to drag the guns across old no man's land. It was a lively spectacle, 10 horses straining for all their worth, with verbal and physical encouragement from the gunners and drivers. The Germans shelled us constantly. They gave us no rest. One night between 10 p.m. and 4, we had 11 SOSs. The last one I tended in my socks, as my boots had been sucked off in the previous shoot. Another time I went out to the aiming post and had my braces blown off by a shell burst behind me. The rest of the crew gave me up for lost, but bar from a bit of my braces missing, yours truly came up smiling.
After a year of constant fighting, Fred Johnson returned to Australia in October 1919. He continued training in his career as a teacher and got down to enjoying life. He bought himself an Indian motorcycle. He was a fair bit older than the other students and cut a dashing figure in his black fedora. He caught the eye of a student teacher named Irene Turner and they married at Wesley Church in 1925. Fred took up post as headmaster in Kalgoorlie, Albany and Northern. Eventually, he settled in Bunbury in 1951, where he remained headmaster of Bunbury High until his retirement in 1963. On the 21st of May 1971, Fred succumbed to pneumonia, aged 73.